In last week's show, August 9th, 2015 show, Bakunin, who foresaw that the striving of the people for economic freedom and material well-being could lead to the dictatorship and the concentration of all political and social powers in the state. He told us that, quote, nothing living and human can prosper without freedom, and a form of socialism which would do away with freedom or which would not recognize it as the sole creative principle and basis would lead us directly into slavery and bestiality, unquote. I like that way of putting it. Freedom is the sole creative principle and basis for our society. Not only because, in my experience, it's indisputably the case, freedom being that creative, the sole creative principle, but because stating the truth baldly like that, a truth that runs counter to all the propaganda that we are, they hope, being conditioned with, prompts many important discussions. Decentralization simply means our core selves, groups, are multitudinous, but all aligned, as we agree with Bakunin, with freedom as the sole creative principle, and as we are in transition, behind the guiding light of that goal, the goal to which all of our actions bend and which both clarifies and extends them beyond their particularness, and which all come together in the planning and organization of our global actions. I mean, that is just so key. We really have to, and I don't just mean, because I hear snippets here and there of organized labor saying, you know, well, we're going to organize this or that industry globally. That's not what I mean. And that is not what our good three meant. They meant that we need a vision, an alternative vision of a new society based in, as Bakunin said, freedom. That's the discussion we have to start having. We cannot turn our backs yet again because we have a little bit more on those that are being set up for the hard work, set up to be wiped off the planet altogether. We got to do this hand in hand with all our brothers and sisters. So, if we are moved by the ethical issue that it is wrong for our human energy to be put on the market, that it is wrong for the few to make all the decisions for everybody else, for 7 billion, if we're not moved by that ethical issue, are we moved by the fear of the loss of our oceans, the degradation of the planet? Are we moved by the fear of the loss of our humanness, the atrophy of thought itself, which is the inevitable result of the domination of a totalitarian regime which has figured out how to nullify our advantage of the internet, of instantaneous communication? One way, power's way, leads to the atrophy of thought. The other way, our way, freedom, leads to its release and subsequent explosions of creativity. Which way do we want? This world is illusion. These constructed social relations created by the few to maintain rule, existing by bloodshed, by the hoarding of means and light coercion, by enormous energy cost on the one hand, and our loss of our vital selves on the other, loss of a world of our own creation, loss of security in our mutual relations, in our helping one another. All of us are forced to endure tremendous stress when life is ground down to mere existence, when what we are in reality is abundance. We are here on the planet to share our human gifts without force or coercion. To get there, we simply need to talk about it globally.